sheet.
Okay. And what do you put on over the sheet?
Well, there's a quilt.
Bedspread.
Bedspread.
Anything they used to call bedspread?
Yeah. They used to call them bedspreads as long as they were back as far as I ever know anything about.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Twice as long as a pillow.
Your mama used to have a lot of them.
What was it?
Bolster. Just go pump across the bed at the head.
Do
I think so, but I don't recollect.
Okay.
Your mama used to have a lot of them after me and you married.
Suppose you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone. For the children, you might make a
pallet.
Okay. What different kinds of land are there?
What kind of land are they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this here is what they call sandy land. Here where I live, of course, we got prairie land on the back up above here. We got prairie land.
What's prairie land?
Well, it's different soil.
I'm gonna tell you, if you got prairie land forest and it rain, get out where it ain't. It's blacktop. You'll find out what prairie land is. When you get back in, you have. Well, I don't know how I'm gonna get on my shoes.
It'll stick to you. I don't mean maybe. This here out here, it don't stick like that do. That do. If you'll stay with it, it'll in the summertime, you can break it up and it'll stay loose all the year. And if you stay with it in the summertime, when wintertime comes, go raining, I guarantee it'll stay with you, for you can't get it off you when you get it on your shoes.
This is a prairie land?
Yeah.
No, this is
sandy land here.
The prairie land sticks to you.
Mm-hmm.
What color is the prairie land?
Well, it's kind of a brown looking dirt.
Uh-huh.
Well, some of it's black.
Yeah, different colors.
Any other kinds of dirt like that?
Not as I know it.
What's the best kind of dirt for planting?
That prairie land.
Is that what they have up in the Delta?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about land that's along a stream, sort of flat?
Well, along streams? Well, that's, we'll call that lowland.
What other kinds of land do you have like that?
Well, they got the hill land called what's out on the hill like this, called hill land, and what's out on a level that washes over a branch or creek or something, they call that lowland.
What about land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Well, I don't know. They just call that lowland. That's lowland water.
Well, say, if you were going to go hunting, where would be a good place to hunt? Say if you were.
Well, that'd be according to how much it rained and how wet it is. If it was wet, then all you don't want to go on this prairie land. And if it's dry, well, it's lowland, you'd rather go on the lowland.
Well, you wouldn't want to, say if you were going to be hunting coons, you couldn't just do any hunting just out in the open. You'd have to go in the sort of overgrown place, you know?
Well, it used to be that there wasn't no coon, but there ever were now. I've caught about 40 here this time, or 50.
Yeah, but they all go to thick, woody places.
They go to a thick, woody place.
Would you ever call that a swamp or a marsh or bog?
Yeah, there are plenty of swamps and marsh and reed breaks places. We call them reed breaks around here.